With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran concluded after some 3 hours today, mediated by Oman. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The U.S. and Iran held their second round of talks about Iran's nuclear program in Geneva, as Iran said it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait, an essential international waterway, since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures. I'm Haya Panjwani.
China's protesting the U.S. proposal to sending arms to the Philippines. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The United States plans to deploy more high-tech missile systems to the Philippines as part of a joint security plan this year between the two longtime allies to help deter China's aggressive actions in the South China Sea. U.S. and Philippine officials held annual talks Monday in Manila on broadening security, economic engagements, and boosting collaboration with regional security allies. In 2024, the U.S. installed a mid-range missile system in the northern Philippines called the Typhon and an anti-ship missile launcher last year. China says the U.S. systems are a threat to regional stability and demanded that they be removed. The Philippines has rejected that demand. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 32 points. The Nasdaq rose by 31. The S&P 500 advanced 7 and oil down 64 cents to $62.25 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Church of England steps back from the brink, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th-century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with a book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program launched in 2020 by a centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it's on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. This is SRN News. The late actor Robert Duvall is remembered.
Duvall won his Academy Award for Best Actor in the 1983 film Tender Mercies, portraying the redemptive journey of a recovering alcoholic country singer, Max Ledge, including a scene of his character's baptism. According to Focus on the Family, Charles Colson named Tender Mercies his 12th film on the list of top 50 every Christian should see. Duvall also played a darker, sinful, charismatic Pentecostal preacher in The Apostle. Of Euless Sonny Dewey, Duvall said, "I don't necessarily agree with the character, but yet I had to portray him accurately and broadly." In 2003, Duvall played Robert E. Lee in Gods and Generals. Christian reviewer Ted Baer praised the Civil War epic, saying, "Prayers are sincere and heartfelt. References to Scripture are constantly invoked." Robert Duvall passed away Sunday peacefully at his Virginia home at age 95. George Williams reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.